You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
It is 3 p.m. on June 6, 2025. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Welcome to episode. Sorry, just waiting for my email to come up. Yeah, my bus was late. Yeah. Welcome to episode 22 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, report on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, a statement from the BC provincial government on the Massey Tunnel project, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. After the following messages.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade, unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Hi, sorry for the delays. It's just my bus was late. Sorry for delays. The first music will be on ASAP. It's just once again, I'm very sorry about this. Just yeah, things got really late. First up today is Emblematics Removal with Decoy. That was Decoy from Emblematics, Removal. Next up, it is Sunflower Duo from Global Music Volume 1. Here is Hostica. Just a minute, please. Oh, there it is. Here's Hotsoka. Like to comment on SFA Athletics at this time. On June 2nd, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference revealed its new logo as six pine trees represent all six teams in the conference, with one from Canada in SFU, the only Canadian university in the NCAA. GNAC's new primary colors are blue and green, which reflect the Pacific Ocean and mountains. On June 3rd, SFA Athletics announced on their Facebook page that they are hiring a new coach for strength and conditioning. On June 4th, the SFU Instagram page featured men's golfer Justin Bjornson, who was featured in the actor Owen Wilson's new Apple TV show Stick, where Bjornson admitted that Wilson actually beat him in a golf game.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest baseball league among BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will provide scores from May 31st from the Premier Division. Three doubleheaders were on tap for May 31st. The Okanagan Athletics bested the host North Highland Royals 9-7, followed by a 9-1 thrashing for a sweep at Parksville's Inouye Wallace Field. The visitors' North Shore Twins quad-damaged the Victoria Mariners 4-1, who won 5-3 for a split at Saanich's Lyritz Park. And the Langley Blaze swept the host Victoria Eagles with 2-6-3 scores at Lambrick Park. 11 games were on June 1st, with 4 doubleheaders and a tripleheader. North Island shaded Okanagan 1-0, who destroyed a host 7-1 for a split at Parksville Inouye Wallace Field. The Abbotsford Cardinals tripled up the visitors' Mid-Island Pirates 6-2, 3-1, but were slaughtered 11-1 in Game 3 at Del Aire. The Victoria Mariners dominated North Shore 7-2, who blanked the host 3-0 at Saanich's Lyritz. The UBC Thunder dominated visitors' White Rock Tritons 7-1, 9-2 for a sweep at Tourmaline West Stadium, and the Victoria Eagles shaded Langley 1-0, who blitzed the host 8-3 for a split at Royal Athletic Park. On June 3rd, the BCPBL announced that just bear with me for a few more seconds. There was a college scholarship alert, actually. Devin Wood of the White Rock Tritons committed to UFV Baseball, University of Fraser Valley Baseball, based in Abbotsford. Three games were on tap for June 3rd. The Victoria Eagles shaded the visitors Victoria Mariners 5-4 at Royal Athletic Park. The Delta Blue Jays soared over the host Abbotsford 10-4 at Del Aire. And North Shore shaded the visitors Coquitlam Reds 3-2 at North Vancouver's Parkgate. On June 4th, the Langley Blaze played their first two games in the Perfect Game Canadian National Championship in Ontario, where they sextupled the Academy Baseball of Canada 6-1, highlighted by Sam Sutkin's 2-run home run, followed by a 5-2 win over the Deer Lake. Great Lake Canadians 5-2. Later on June 4th, North Island conquered the host Mid Island 7-1 in Nanaimo Siroxman. Delta soared over the visitors, Coquitlam at Mackey, and Wally blank White Rock at Wally Stadium. On June 5th, Langley improved to 3-0 in the Perfect Game Canadian National Championship in Ontario with an 8-0 drubbing of the Ontario Nationals, where Evan Dugdale hit a home run. There is one more game they played. I believe it was from today. The Langley Blaze defeated Weber Academy at the Perfect Game Canadian National, at the Perfect Game Canadian Championships with a home run from Kaysen Siguenza.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is a place to be, featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee. Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The third act is Cold Cave's Passion Depression. Here is Our Glass. We'll be right back. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for May 31st. The host Vancouver Canadiens edged the Hillsborough Hobbs in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey. Let me look at the score. Sorry, just the computer is just slow right now. The score was 1-0. The visitors, Eugene Emeralds, stunned the Tri-City Dust Devils 6-5 with three runs in the top of eighth at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington, and the Spokane Indians doubled up the host Everett Aqua Sox 6-3 at Funko Field in Washington. On June 1st, with Vancouver down 6-2 in the bottom of eighth, Nick Goodwin hit a three-run home run off Hillsborough's Ricardo Yan and tied the game at 6 on a Carlos Ray wild pitch, which played it Carter Cunningham. In the bottom of 10th, Victor Arias hit a double off Sam Knowlton that played it Aaron Parker as the Canadians walked off the Hoffs 7-6 in 10 innings. Eugene exercised Tri-City 9-0, highlighted by a 5-run barrage in the top of 3rd, while Everett thumped Spokane 13-4, where the host Aqua Sox played it 4 runs in the bottom of 5th, 5 in the bottom of 6th, and another 4 runs in the bottom of 8th, with 5 home runs off Indians pitchers. June 3rd saw two venue changes. The visitors Vancouver doubled up Tri-City 4-2 with all runs batted in by Nick Goodwin, who hit a 3-run home run in the top of 9th, his second jack of the night off AJ Block at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington. Meanwhile, Everett traded the host Eugene 6-5 at PK Park, and Spokane bested the visitors Hillsborough 7-5, highlighted by Charlie Condon's 3-run home run in the bottom of 7th off Carlos Ray, which was a winning hit. On June 4th, Tri-City bested Vancouver 7-5 with a 3-run inning in the bottom of 1st with home runs from Adrian Placencia and Ryan Nicholson, both off Jackson Wentford, followed by another 3 runs in the bottom of 2nd, fending off Javon Wirtz, 2-run jack off Cato Key in the top of 6. Meanwhile, Everett sextupled Eugene 6-1 as the Aqua Sox hit 4 home runs to the Emeralds 1, and Hillsborough bested Everett 8-5 with 3 runs in the top of 6-7th when Jackson Feldner's 3-run home run off Alan Perdomo was the game-winning hit, fending off Braylon Wimmer's 3-run home run off Yoangel Gonzalez in the bottom of 7th. On June 5th, Vancouver exercised Tri-City 9-4, highlighted by 5 runs in the top of 8th. Eugene thumped Everett 15-3, highlighted by 6 runs in the bottom of 2nd, followed by another 5 runs in the bottom of 6th, and Hillsborough doubled up Spokane 8-4, highlighted by 5 runs in the top of 6th. 3 games are on tap today. Vancouver continues in Pasco against Tri-City at 6:30, Everett renews in Eugene at 6:35, and Hillsborough resumes in Spokane Valley against Spokane at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
Hey, this is Anuki, your Faculty of Environment representative, here to let you know what the SFSS is. The SFSS is a student union that is student-led, and it represents and advocates for the interests of the 26,000 undergraduate students at SFU. We are a non-for-profit support network and a voice at SFU, which provides services like the UPass and health and dental. We also provide support to make your student life better. You can reach the SFSS on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or by emailing us. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. Hillsborough, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, are first at 29-25. Eugene, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are second at 27-27, much like Spokane, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies. Everett, An affiliate of the Seattle Mariners are fourth at 26 and 27, much like the Tri-City. An affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels and Vancouver, an affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays, are last at 26 and 28.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sf.